From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peach Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a naturally brilliant smile presents the Judy Canova Show. With Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Joe Kearns, George Neese, the Sportsman, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
There's a new creator,
a dance sensation that hits the nation.
It started at the races.
At every place it's the fat, they're going pony, hold the mat. Debutants on horses, round the courses.
Introduce the pony polka.
In between the races, who faces.
Sing and swing the pony polka.
Stern looking judges who seldom wear a smile.
Give them like a tuck-a-tuck-tee.
When they hear that polka melody, their breath in rhythm, swinging rhythm.
On the field and in the salsa.
And dance and go now, they all go now for that fancy pony polka.
Well, in order to improve Judy's social standing, Aunt Agatha has bought her a horse named Crowbait and entered it in the big handicap at Santa Anita. As our scene opens, Judy is talking to Geranium.
Well, honey, you know it's wonderful having your own racehorse. Your aunt sure got a bargain, didn't she?
Well, you see, Geranium, last year the horse pulled a tendon at Jamaica.
Yeah, that's why you got him so cheap.
No, the year before he pulled a milk wagon in Brooklyn.
Oh. Say, you know, that must have been pretty tough on the horse, honey, pulling a tendon. So what is a tendon, anyway? Another word for ligament, ain't it?
Oh, just no, Geranium. Ligament is what you rub on when you got a sprained back.
Oh!
You know something? My Uncle Archie had a racehorse back home, and she never lost a race.
No, what was her name?
Palmolive.
Palmolive? And she never lost a race? How come?
Shucks, the sponsor's plug always comes first.
Oh!
Yeah, the jockey that rode him had a funny way of riding. He liked to get high on a horse's neck and keep talking to the horse.
Yeah, that's just like my boyfriend, Pomeroy. Yes, sir, he liked to get high on a mint julep. Shut him up, either. Oh, boy, wouldn't I love to be a jockey?
Yeah. You sure have to reduce first, Geranium.
Oh, honey, I tried reducing. Well, I've been using one of them flesh reducing rollers for 2 years.
Any results?
Yeah, honey. The roller
here. The postman just brought the registration papers.
Oh, you mean for my horse Crowbait, Aunt Aggie?
Yes, Judy.
Oh, look at Crowbait's family tree. His father's name was Disappointed Lover.
Disappointed Lover?
Yeah, he was always left at the gate. Yeah, and here's a record of his mother's raising. It says her name was Gertie's Girdle.
Gertie's Girdle, Judy? Was she a good runner?
No, she couldn't hold the curbs and she went to pieces in the stretch. And gosh, according to the record, Crowbait only came in first once. And then it was neck and neck in a slow race.
Was it a photo finish?
Just, I'm telling you, that race was so slow, they made an oil painting.
Oh, Judy, if your horse wins, you'll have your picture in every society page in the country.
Yeah, Aunt Aggie. And then maybe Chauncey Van Atwater will forget all about Brenda Laverne and pay some attention to me.
That's right, Judy. Brenda is just a social upstart.
Yeah. And what has she got that I could do without if everybody else didn't have it?
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, how'd you make out at Santa Anita today?
Well, I lost $2, Senorita. They cleaned me.
They cleaned you for $2?
See, I wasn't very dirty. You know, I like to ride, but I can't anymore because I lost my spurs.
Lost your spurs?
Mm.
Why, Pedro, there they are in your hip pocket.
What do you know? For 3 days, I thought I had rheumatism. And really, yesterday, I saw you in a restaurant at the track, but I couldn't get over to talk to you because you were so crowded.
It sure was, Pedro. It was so crowded in that restaurant, I ordered a saddle of beef. And when I got it, the jockey was still on it. Pedro, I guess you're not much good at picking winners.
Oh, see, Senorita, I am. Yesterday, I bet on a horse called Daisy in the third race.
Well, I saw every horse in that race. There wasn't any horse called Daisy in it.
Gee, some days he runs and some days he doesn't. Senorita, I own my own horse in Mexico. Her name was Panchita, and she would do everything I said.
She would?
See, one day I was sitting in the grandstand while she was running a big race. She was winning, and I said, "Come on, Panchita, come on."
Yeah, what happened?
And she came right up into the grandstand and sat down beside me. I had to get her out of there right away.
Why, Pedro?
Well, she didn't have a ticket. Well, I will go now, Senorita, and always remember, 30 days Hacienda, April, June, and Sombrero. All the rest have 31 except Amber. And what she's got forever.
Judy, I had to see you right away.
Yeah, what's up, Chauncey?
Well, I came to tell you that Brenda Laverne has entered her horse Adnerve in tomorrow's race.
Adnerve? What's that? Brenda spell sideways?
Well, oh, Judy,
but it
Adnerve,
could be, you know.
Judy, Adnerve,
oh,
it's a beautiful horse, Judy, a beautiful horse. You know, I guess that's why I like Brenda. I could love a woman who loved a horse.
Well, wouldn't you three be a little crowded on a sofa? Well, listen, if you like horses, wait till you see mine race Brenda tomorrow.
Judy, do you mean that nag Crowbait? Why, he hasn't got a chance. Look at this picture of him. He's so old, he's got a beard.
Yuck, that's not his beard. The jockey's riding him backwards.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women as old as 60, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexion. Start your 14-day palm olive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with palm olive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with palm olive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin palm olive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with palm olive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get palm olive soap. See what palm olive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size palm olive.
Well, it's the day of the big race. Chauncey has come over again to advise Judy against betting on her own horse.
Chauncey, what makes you think Crowbait ain't got a chance against Brenda's horse?
Oh, Crowbait is an old plug, Judy. Read his racing record on this form sheet. Here.
Gosh, it says he has a 7-year itch.
A 7-year itch?
Sure. Says here that Crowbait was entered in 7 races and he was scratched in every one of them. Hey, but look what he did before that. He finished first in the 8th race.
Why, that's wonderful.
What's wonderful? He started in the 2nd race. But anyhow, Crowbait never gives up. Look what he did in his last race.
Well, what did he do, Judy?
Well, sir, the jockey fell off, but Crowbait didn't give up.
He didn't?
No, he got his hind legs in the stirrups and he rode himself home.
Judy, whoever advised you to buy that terrible nag, Crowbait?
Oh, the Count de Montfort did. You see, he's in love with me.
Judy, that Count is nothing but an unscrupulous, four-flushing phony.
Monsieur, I am French, and in my language, that means a duel. I'm glad that you're not speaking my language.
Oh, howdy, Count.
Ah, bonsoir, mademoiselle. Vous êtes très charmante as
well? Well, I don't know about that.
Confidentially, I have just hired a jockey. Look, here is his picture.
Oh, shucks, Count, that jockey's no good.
Eh? What do you mean, Sherry?
Well, he's so bow-legged, Crowbait could run out from under him, and that jockey would never know it.
Count de Montfort, how could you misrepresent that horse and sell it to such a lovely, charming, and beautiful girl?
Why, Count, I thought you sold that horse to me.
I did sell it to you, Cherie. I would not misrepresent that horse to the woman I love.
Gee, do you really love me, Count?
Oh, I'll say so, Cherie. I'll say so.
Yeah, I know you'll say so, but do you really love me? You know, there's more truth than poetry in that line.
Well, I can't stand any more of this. I'm leaving. But before I go, Judy, take my advice. Don't bet on Crowbait.
Tell me, Cherie, are you in love with that man?
Well, I sort of want to win him away from Brenda, and maybe someday I could marry him in secret.
Oh, but, Cherie, suppose you had 3 or 4 children. How could you keep your secret?
Oh, shucks, we'd tell the kids, of course. Oh. Say, Count, what's this confidential information you got?
Well, Cherie, Crowbait cannot lose. The only other horses in the race besides Brenda's belong to Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby?
Mm.
Oh, boy, his horses run just like he sings.
What do you mean?
They always finish when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
But, Cherie, Monsieur Van Atwater is wrong about Crowbait. He is a good horse. Bet everything you have on him.
Okay, Count. You talk me into it. Here, you can take all this money to the track and bet it on Crowbait. Here it is.
Say, hey, honey, you and your aunt is betting all that money on Crowbait. Why aren't you going to the track?
Oh, Aunt Aggie's too nervous to ring him, and I don't want to put a jinx on the horse. But I got a hunch he'll win.
Yeah? You know, that's like a hunch I had once. I dreamed about hats one night, and the next morning I looked in the paper, saw a horse running named Straw Hat, so I bet on it.
Did he win?
Nope.
Who did win?
Some Spanish horse called Sombrero.
How do you do, Miss Canova?
Oh, why, Brenda Laverne, how'd you get in here?
Well, I was just passing, and the door was open, so I took the liberty of walking in.
Gosh, for a minute, I thought the roof leaked.
You know, Miss Canova, you really have a nerve to enter your horse in a big race. Every horse owner but you is socially prominent. Take me, for instance.
Why?
Well, I was raised in the lap of luxury and reared in the finest school.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. I was lowered over my father's knee and reared in the woodshed.
Oh, well, I
was out there in the woodshed.
Oh,
you know.
I came to tell you, Miss Canova.
Oh,
yes. You're wasting your time with Chauncey. Why, if I asked him to, he'd give up anything for me. Are you that popular with men?
Well, a fella back home was willing to leave his wife and six kids for me.
Oh, and did he?
No, what would I want with a wife and six kids?
Oh, Miss Canova, your horse hasn't a chance. If I do say so, I know horses. Why, if I were just a bit smaller, I might even be a little jockey.
You sure could.
Oh, you think I could be a little jockey, Miss Canova?
Oh, excuse me, I thought you said a little jerky.
I'm warning you, Miss Canova, you'd better not bet on Crowbait. My horse, Abner, was clocked in record time today.
Well, thank you, but I don't believe in tips. Bing Crosby called me once and told me to bet on one of his horses.
Did the Crosby horse win?
No, I bet $2 and Bing went my money. It was a sort of a double Crosby.
Was Opie Case, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing Don't Sweetheart Me.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate.
Young lady, a word from Colgate Tooth Powder. This may happen to you. You meet a young man, and before you know it,
You're in love. But nothing happens. He doesn't propose. Instead, he cools off, and you don't know why. Well, the why may be a little breath of trouble. Yes, unpleasing breath. So ask yourself, could you be the victim of a little breath of trouble? It's happened to thousands without their knowing. So just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Because scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate Tooth Powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate Tooth Powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate Tooth Powder.
Well, it's just a few minutes before the start of the races, and the members of the household are listening to a radio broadcast from Santa Anita Racetrack.
It's a beautiful day here in Los Angeles County, ladies and gentlemen. Not a cloud in the sky.
What's he talking about? I can see rain clouds right from here.
Lady, those aren't rain clouds. Those are empties coming back from San Francisco. Now for the odds on the race. At the moment, Ad Nerve is the favorite at even money. Crobate is starting at 20 to 1.
Oh, boy, 20 to 1. I just know he's going to win, Aunt Aggie.
What makes you think so, Judy?
Why, he's got a head start. Crobate starts at 20 to 1, and the others ain't going to start till a quarter to 3.
My, I wish I knew more about horse races. I don't even know how to place a bet.
Oh, it's easy, Aunt Aggie. First, you buy a ticket on your horse to win. Then you stand at the rail while the race is run. The horses come pounding down the stretch. You start cheering as loud as you can. Come on, come on, come on! Then they cross the finish line.
Well, what do I do then, Judy?
You tear up your ticket and go home.
Now, you know, Miss Judy, I bet everything I had on Crowbait today.
Did you bet too, Pedro?
Yes, Senorita, I'm a big sport. Me and my girl bet $1.
You mean tell me you only bet $1?
Yeah, that was all the money my girl had.
Hey, you know, Aunt Aggie, I'm sure glad, though, that I own a racehorse. All I ever owned before was a cow. Cows are sure funny-looking animals.
What do you mean, Judy?
Shucks, all that plumbing and no sink.
Miss Canova, there's a taxicab driver here to see you. He said you called him.
Did you call a cab, Judy?
Yeah, Aunt Aggie. See, when I talked to Brenda, I kind of lost confidence in Crowbait, and I started going out to the track and have the count cancel our bet.
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't, Miss Canova. I do hope you beat Miss Brenda. She's such a snobbish person. Look, here's her picture in the racing paper.
Racing paper? Well, it's sure in the right place. That's the dope sheet. Hey, Aunt Aggie, look what it says under her picture.
What, Judy? It
says here, this nag showed great promise as a 3-year-old, but is now running in cheap company.
Hey, lady, did you call a cab?
Oh, yeah, cab driver. I want to go to Santa Anita.
Okay, lady, and I'll give you a good tip.
Just now, what do you know about horse racing?
What do I know about horse racing? Why, I cleaned up at at Hollywood. Why, I cleaned up at Saratoga. Boy, was that broom heavy.
Yeah, well, I ain't got time for that now. I want to get to the track fast.
Then I'm your man. You see, I used to be a jockey. I won a cup at the Kentucky... I won the trophy at Belmont... I won the prize at Jamaica... I got the brass ring on a merry-go-round.
Judy, don't leave. The race is starting. Come back to the radio and listen.
The horses are lined up at the post and... Wait a minute. Someone has pushed a milk wagon onto the track. Crowbait sees the milk wagon. Well, how do you like that? He's backing up into the shafts. Ladies and gentlemen, what a sight this is. Crowbait is so swayback, the jockey has to kneel down to get into the saddle.
Judy, is that true?
Yep. Yes, Crowbait is so swayed back, his stomach bounces around the track like a basketball.
Like a basketball?
Yeah, but don't worry. The jockey will dribble him around the track.
Yeah, lining up again, folks. Wait a minute. Crowbait's jockey is having trouble with his riding pants. They're off!
Oh, gosh, what happened to the radio?
I'm afraid I kicked the plug, honey.
Well, I wish that jockey would give my plug a kick. Hurry up, Dream, find that wire and connect the radio again.
Yes, ma'am. I'll have to move this table first, though.
Well, hurry up. We won't know what's happening in the race. Hurry, Dream.
Okay.
Oh, that's the phone. I'll answer it. Hello? Oh, hello, Count. What happened in the race? What? You did? Yeah? Crowbait won? Hey, Ed Aggie, Crowbait won. He beat Adnerb in a photo finish and won by 2 inches.
2 inches, Judy? How did that happen?
He was sticking his tongue out at Brenda Laverne.
And now, here's Judy Canova to sing the new Western ballad, Along the Navajo Trail.
Every day, along about evening, when the sunlight beginning to fade, I rise to the slumbering shadow, along the Navajo Trail. When it's night, crickets are calling and coyotes are making a way, I dream by smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to when the wind is coming to stay, crush his heart. When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's a dawn so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day palm olive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if the number 7 has any significance, but consider these facts. Japan attacked the United States on December 7th, 1941. There are seven letters in those two bitterly fought-for islands, Iwo Jima and Okinawa. And the seventh war loan has a quota of $7 billion for individual investors. I repeat, I don't know whether number seven has any special importance, but what is vitally important to the swift and successful conclusion of our war against Japan is that every one of us invest up to the hilt in the seventh war loan. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. This is Judy Canova.